Queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo, muchísimas gracias por su presencia en esta misa del Jueves Santo, que, como ustedes saben, se ofrece esta noche en inglés. En el cenáculo, la noche de la última cena, el apóstol San Juan se inspiró para decir sobre Jesús: habiendo amado a los suyos que estaban en el mundo, los amó hasta el extremo. En esta noche del Jueves Santo, Jesús amó a sus apóstoles hasta el extremo. Me gusta esta frase muchísimo. Hasta el extremo. En otras palabras, de la manera más completa y perfecta que es posible. Jesús amó a nosotros tanto que la noche antes de morir, nuestro Señor ordenó sacerdotes en la última cena y dio a sus apóstoles el poder de transformar el pan y vino en su cuerpo, sangre, alma y divinidad. Jesús no tiene mayor amor que este, a dar a los hombres un parte de su sumo sacerdocio y dar su cuerpo y su sangre para estar con nosotros siempre. Gracias, hermanos y hermanas, gracias de corazón por su amor por los sacerdotes. Gracias por su amor y devoción al cuerpo y la sangre de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo. Gracias por el tiempo que ustedes dedicarán a la oración y la adoración con el Señor en el huerto de Getsemaní esta noche. Gracias a ustedes. Y ahora quiero ofrecer una reflexión también en inglés. Many of you know that my uncle, my mom's brother, is a priest. Some of you may have met him when he was staying here at Sacred Heart here in Owatonna a few days last summer at the end of June. My uncle is not a diocesan priest, but a religious order priest. He's a priest of the Salesians of St. John Bosco, and he has been a priest now for 52 years and a consecrated religious for 62 years. And just a couple of weeks ago, he celebrated his 82nd birthday. Now, into his 83rd year of life, he is living at the Salesian Seminary in New Jersey and inspiring and forming the next generation of priests. Isn't that great? At 83 years old, he's at the seminary forming the next generation of priests. My uncle inspired me to want to be a priest at a very early age. I always say that I was 4 years old when I wanted to be a priest, thanks to my uncle. He inspired me to love and to develop a worship and adoration for the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. My uncle taught me to love the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The Mass is the source and the summit of our priesthood. It is the beginning of our priesthood and the consummation and the fulfillment of our priesthood. My uncle, the priest, taught me all of that. And as you know, tonight is Holy Thursday. It's the night on which Jesus instituted the ministerial priesthood. And he gave men a share in his one eternal high priesthood. What a gift. Jesus gives to priests the power to change bread and wine into his body and blood so that he could remain with us always. Always. On this Holy Thursday night, I would encourage you to think of a priest or of priests, plural, who have inspired you. My uncle was the first priest in my life to inspire me. And there were, of course, along the way, many other good, holy, happy, and healthy priests. What priests on this Holy Thursday night have inspired you? Do you know the name of the priest who baptized you? Who is the priest that gave you the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity for the very first time? We'll have in just 2 days here at Sacred Heart, I think it's 15 people who'll be making their first Holy Communion. Who is the priest that gave Holy Communion to you? Who were the priests that heard your confessions? Who were the priests perhaps you've been anointed? Who were those priests in your life? On this Holy Thursday night, I would encourage you to pray for those priests who have inspired you, encouraged you, maybe even challenged you. Who are those priests? Tonight is the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist, but we wouldn't have the Lord's body and blood if the Lord did not also institute the ministerial priesthood. Because without priests, there is no Eucharist. Without priests, we wouldn't have anyone to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass and feed us with his body and blood. Without a priest, who would forgive our sins? Without a priest, who would anoint us when we're dying and give us the apostolic pardon? All of this is possible because Jesus instituted the priesthood. What a gift. So I would encourage you to pray for priests tonight at this Mass. And pray for priests tonight as we stay with our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, I kind of go through different categories of priests. I think of my classmates from the seminary who went through seminary formation, and I remember them in a special way tonight, wherever they are. I remember priests in my own priestly fraternity, my own priestly support group, right? I remember my brother priests in the diocese. There's a special bond with my brothers that we serve the bishop and all of the lay faithful throughout southern Minnesota together. There's a special bond, so I remember my brothers in the diocese. I pray for my priest brothers throughout the world with whom I was privileged to work. And I pray for those priests who baptized me and taught me and who heard my confession and who gave me spiritual direction and continue to do so. Who are those priests tonight? I'd encourage you to pray for them on this Holy Thursday and also to pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, that more men, perhaps some men here tonight, would be inspired to become a priest after the heart and mind of Jesus, the high priest. Here's a beautiful prayer for priests written by a good friend of mine, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. The Sarah Club, who you know supports vocations, the Sarah Club prayed this prayer and shared this prayer with us last fall. So I'd just like to offer that as our final prayer tonight for priests. This is from St. Thérèse of Lisieux. O Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests. I pray for your unfaithful and tepid priests. I pray for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields. I pray for your tempted priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, dear Jesus, I recommend to you the priest dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who absolved me from my sins, the priest at whose masses I assisted and who gave me your body and blood and Holy Communion, the priest who taught and instructed me, all the priests to whom I am indebted in any other way. Lord Jesus, keep them all close to your most sacred heart. Bless them abundantly in time and in eternity. Amen.